Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming, stronger than ever before.
EXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Pump it up. You got to bump it in.
51 for the high today. Friday. What's up, guys? It's Moose. It's Breezy. Thanks for tuning in and starting the morning off with us.
Thank you.
Anyone listening ever fake their own pregnancy?
Well,
I know I haven't.
I know Amy Schumer has.
Here we go. Bossaw Shaw Cross, murder, raids, garbage plates. I've always been really curious
What
makes people do the things they do. I mean, which is probably why I'm such a big fan of true crime.
Right.
So this story grabbed my attention. 585-252-9800. Anyone know if this would be an automatic red flag? Asking for a friend, a young woman claimed she was pregnant. She posted pictures, ultrasound scans. I mean, the whole thing.
She had a bump.
Friends and family.
She had a baby shower.
Friends and family were all up in arms about this life-changing event, including people she worked with. The 22-year-old girl's name is Kara Cousins. She's based out of Scotland. Pretty girl. Seems normal. I think what's so bizarre about this whole story is that she managed to fool everyone for 9 months, her entire family, including the baby's father.
Yeah.
Then she convinced him that she had given birth to a beautiful little girl whose name was Bonnie Lee Joyce.
Also, like, her giving birth without him is diabolical and weird, but okay.
She's like, "I'll text you when it's done."
Yeah.
October 10th was the birthday.
Not her taking a photo at the doorstep like a DoorDash driver. What's happening?
Absolutely beautiful little girl. Beautiful girl. Wait until you see the photos.
Oh my gosh.
So when it was finally time for the big reveal and everyone to finally meet this little bundle of joy, she came strolling in, but instead of a real baby, it was a silicone doll. It's so tough. So,
yeah, that's crazy. So tough. Let me guess, at home birth?
Don't know, but as part of this elaborate hoax, Kira also, yeah, could go to the hospital?
Yeah, Moose is like, I don't know, it could go either way. I'm like, I don't know about that.
What'd she do? I mean, come on. She posted images of scans and even claimed tests had detected a heart defect in the baby.
Yeah.
Poor thing. Then she told everyone she gave birth alone and promptly started showing off the newborn, in which case, I mean, if you actually have a brain and a pair of eyes, you can tell right away that this baby belongs in a Hollywood wax museum.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, it's melting.
It's brutal.
It's absolutely brutal. After the poop hit the fan, she panicked and then started telling everyone she knew that the, she starts telling everyone she knows that the father of the baby has died. In which case, this guy.
Father has died?
Yeah. She was like, yeah, the baby's father died. And this guy was like, the actual father was like, what? I'm here.
He's like, I'm fully alive.
Am I actually a father? The only reason some of the family members became suspicious, get this, is because they never heard the baby cry. What? That was the deciding factor? It wasn't the fact that she hasn't blinked in 72 hours. It's because the baby didn't cry. I don't know. Maybe some of you are familiar with reborn dolls, which is what she used. These things retail for $2,000 because they're so realistic. They're used as like a form of therapy for those struggling with infertility, infant loss, or dementia, something like that. But I don't know, man. I think my favorite part of the story was her taking photos of herself breastfeeding this doll.
Oh, wowsies. All right.
OMG, Kara. What are you doing?
No, it's insane. I mean, obviously, I think we talked about this when it came out earlier this year, Kind of Pregnant by Amy Schumer. Starred in this movie, wrote the movie, produced the movie. It was her movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Came out on Netflix, and I really liked the movie, but this was the premise of the entire movie. And obviously, you know, Amy Schumer is a friend of the show, fan of the show, and she put on her Instagram story and was like, oh, God, I hope she didn't get this from our movie.
Yeah.
I hope she didn't get this idea from Kind of Pregnant. Like,
there, you know, there's actually a name for people who do this. So when a person believes they're pregnant, when they're not, it's called a phantom pregnancy. But the correct term is pseudocesis. It's not considered a mental illness. It's just linked to people who may have some psychological issues, which, like our girl Kara,
I fear is just a mental illness. So I was listening to this story years back, and this woman in Canada did the same thing. But hers wasn't so much like she thought she was pregnant. She did think she was pregnant, but she was more so doing it to scam doulas. So a doula is basically someone that comes in when you're pregnant, during your pregnancy, to help you kind of prepare for the baby, get you ready. They give you massages. They're by your side the whole time. And she would just scam all these doulas into like rubbing her back and her feet.
Oh, what a dream.
And all this like crazy stuff. And then when the doula would get sketched out, she'd just go on to the next doula.
Right.
And do it again.
How do you become a doula?
I think it's honestly just like a course. It's not like a medical thing.
What's the biggest thing you have ever lied about that got so out of control you had no other choice but to just continue on with the lie? I'll tell you one thing. I tried to impress a girl when I first moved to LA because she was a casting director and I was trying to date her at the same time. So I pretended to have money. Was taking her out to places I couldn't afford. I ended up telling her I drive a BMW, which I didn't. I had a 2003 Civic. So I had to go all the way to Enterprise. I rent the most basic model for a weekend.
Stop.
Okay. Stop. Cost me $600 right. So I can drive to her place and pick her up in it. Ended up taking her to Nobu Breezy. Had to go to the bathroom to switch money from my savings over into my checking to pay the bill. Finally, had to bring the car back on a Monday. She wanted to hang out on a Tuesday. I'm like, I would love to see you, but I'm flying out of the state tomorrow. She's like, where are you going? I was like, New York? She goes, you have to send me pics when you get there. So Tuesday, I'm going through my phone to find 5-year-old photos of just landscapes from New York City to send her. She finally stopped reaching out. And I was like, oh, thank God. That was exhausting.
You're like, I can't afford this.
What about you guys? Do anything crazy like that?
I think we're all good. Yeah, I think we're all good here.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Experience the magic of Taylor Swift like never before.
Are you ready? Being a teacher these days is no easy feat, and that's the reality for one teacher at East High School that was injured after breaking up a fight. Police say that the Rochester City School District teacher was injured while trying to break up a fight Wednesday afternoon at East High School. The police say that they learned about the teacher being injured as officers were arriving to the school for the reports of a fight around 3:30. First of all, isn't school like out at 3:30? Why are we fighting? I mean, why push back your time to go home? You know what I mean? That's absolutely crazy.
One can assume there was activities after school, maybe sports. I don't know.
Maybe the fights, wow, were quickly broken up, and a 16-year-old boy was taken into custody. According to police, investigators determined the dispute led to fights, and the teacher that was injured sustained a hand injury while trying to separate the people who were involved in said fight. The incident remains under investigation, but I mean, I think this begs the better question of, when you were in school, when I was in school and fights broke out, like, there was nothing scarier than that.
No,
in my opinion.
Listen,
I don't believe in violence, so.
Yeah, I witnessed a couple of bloodbaths. But for some of these teachers, it's scary. I know my mom, being in the district in Greece for 30-something years, she got hit in the head a couple times. I mean, you have to be careful. As a teacher or whoever,
yeah.
Some of them now got to start working out and lifting. It's no joke in these schools.
No, it's really not. And I mean, teachers, depending on how old they are, they really don't have the wherewithal to be breaking up fights. Like, come on, they're not MMA refs. Like, they're there to educate. It's not.
You ever throw hands in school?
Never in my entire life have I ever been in a fight, nor will I ever be.
Never ever.
I don't believe in violence. I think it's barbaric, and I think it's honestly quite gross. And if you want to fight me, you can go elsewhere. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no.
It's so trashy. Like, ew. Also, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be wearing a cute outfit. I can't ruin my outfit.
Learning
like,
so much about you.
Give me a break. Anyways.
But everybody, for the most part, is okay. Like, nobody went to the hospital.
Nobody went to the hospital. The teacher's just injured and the one guy's in custody. So, but other than that, we're good.
All right. Happy Friday, you guys. So yesterday on the show, Marissa from Chilai told us about a neighbor going door to door telling people not to hand out any candy. I'm sure a lot of you remember this from yesterday when you were listening.
Yeah.
Don't hand out candy with nuts because my son has a peanut allergy. That's what she told people. And as you can imagine, some neighbors took issue with this. If you missed it, here's a clip from the call with Marissa from yesterday on the show.
She literally went around to every house on our street, knocking on doors, asking people not to hand out any candy with nuts because her 7-year-old has a peanut allergy. I get it. Like, allergies are scary. I'm a parent. But is it really the neighborhood's job to protect your kid on Halloween?
So a little after 8 p.m. last night, we figured out who that neighbor is, and we now know her name is Judy. And she says she wanted to tell her side of the story. We're going to do our best to try and get Judy on the phone and hear what she actually has to say coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
98 PXY is free.
And always will be.
Always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Yesterday on the show, we spoke to Marissa from Chilai, who's shared with us that one of her neighbors within her neighborhood went door-to-door asking each person if they could not hand out Halloween candy with nuts because her son had a peanut allergy. And as you can imagine, everyone had a lot to say about this. Here's a clip of the call with Marissa from yesterday on the show if you happen to miss it.
She literally went around to every house on our street, knocking on doors, asking people not to hand out any candy with nuts because her 7-year-old has a peanut allergy. I get it. Like, allergies are scary. I'm a parent. But is it really the neighborhood's job to protect your kid on Halloween?
Now, personally, I think maybe the neighbor went about it the wrong way.
Sure.
Those are my feelings. Then last night, we find out that the neighbor's name is Judy. She reached out through Facebook saying she was insulted. She thinks she deserved to tell her side of the story, in which case I said, absolutely, it's only fair.
You say come through.
Yeah, I said come through. We have her on hold this morning. Hi, Judy?
Yes, this is Judy.
Hi, Judy. First off, thank you for calling in to share your side, because I know not everyone would have done that. You wanted to call in and, you know, share your side of the story after your neighbor, Marissa, called in yesterday on the show, correct?
Yeah, it was brought to my attention that some things were said about me on your show, and I want to set the record straight.
Okay.
All right, let's do it.
The stage is yours.
Okay, well, also, it is never fun when you're at work and you get a bunch of messages from people that tell me I'm being talked about, but I actually didn't hear exactly what was said because I'm sorry, but I don't listen to you guys, so.
Right. It's okay.
But
why do they always have to mention that?
You're missing out, but that's okay, Judy. All go right. Ahead.
Yeah, I'm missing out on everything being said about me, at least. So, yes. I did ask neighbors to avoid handing out candy with peanuts this year.
Mm-hmm.
My son has a very severe peanut allergy, and we're talking anaphylaxis. Like, one exposure could land him in the hospital, or it could even be worse than that. So,
yeah, we understand that. Like, I guess the question is, we just wanted to ask, instead of going door to door, wouldn't it have been a little bit easier as the parent to just, after your son gets done trick-or-treating, maybe go through each piece of candy yourself to see what he can and can't eat?
Oh, I mean, I'm still going to have to do that. This is just about, like, trying to simplify the process.
Oh, you're trying to make your life easier.
But did you supply what you wanted your son to receive to your other neighbors? Some of them, like Marissa, your neighbor, already bought the candy for Halloween next Friday.
Yeah, she bought it last year on sale, obviously.
I'm just trying to understand here.
Look, I mean, just maybe put yourself in my shoes for a second, okay?
Okay.
I did give people a list of things that definitely don't have any peanuts.
Okay.
I didn't say, like, you have to give this out. That seemed like going too far, but
it was implied.
And I get that, like, maybe I seem like I'm being over the top, but for me, it's not about convenience, and it's not about me being difficult, of course. It's about keeping my kids safe. Like,
sure.
He just wants to trick-or-treat around the neighborhood like all of his friends are going to trick-or-treat around the neighborhood. And Halloween is supposed to be fun. It's not supposed to be life or death, right?
Okay.
I mean,
Judy, I don't think anyone,
my kids safe.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, I don't think anyone is questioning whether or not you're a good mom, because you are. But don't you think by you doing this, it's teaching your son that the world is always going to bend around his needs, when we all know that's not how it works?
And it ultimately could be setting him up for failure in the long run.
Okay, I mean, my son is 7. He's 7 years old. I think it's okay to be a little bit of a helicopter parent while he's 7. Yes, eventually he's going to have to take this on himself, and he's going to have to look after himself, mm-hmm. which is its own level of terror for me. But
right.
I'm his mom. It's my job to take care of him. Like, maybe it's not the worst thing for people to be aware of that this is a thing, because my kid's not the only kid who has this, right?
No, I get that. How did you feel about Marissa calling into the show yesterday to tell everybody what was going on within the neighborhood and what you were doing?
As far far as Marissa goes, I would say that's between me and her. But listen, I mean, if my kid dies, it's like blood on her hands.
Well, yeah.
And I will not, like, we both know that. So, I mean, I'm just putting that out there.
If you don't mind me asking, Judy, can you think of maybe another time in your life, though, where you went out of your way to just inconvenience everyone around you to protect your son from their nut allergy?
I'm going to stop you right there because, look, thank you for giving me a moment to try to explain my point of view, but this is exactly why I don't listen to your show.
No, Judy, I'm not trying. It's not a personal attack. Really, I'm tough. Just a legitimate question. I just want to know.
She's gone.
Yeah, we lost one. Yeah. Head in the water.
Potential listener down the drain.
Not that we ever had her. But.
No, she's... I thought for sure we could win her over, though.
So how many of you are excited to be handing out candy and chai latte next Friday night? I was like, I'm sorry. I didn't.
One of the kids dresses up as the peanut man. That'd be tough.
Are we getting to, like, honestly, though, are we getting to a point where parents expect the entire world to bend for their kids? I respect the fact that Judy's doing whatever it takes to keep her child safe. I'm not saying that.
Right.
But I just feel like there's boundaries here. I don't know. Let's get to a few messages in response to what our new friend Judy had to say. 585-252-9800 is the number if you want to comment. Let me go to Jenna first. I get we all want to protect our kids, but going door to door with demands is wild. Next year, is Judy going to tell everyone to dress in hyperallergenic costumes?
What is literally happening? Also, I mean, you can't fault Judy for putting her best foot forward, but the dramatics with the you're killing my child and the this and the that, blood on your hands, like it's not that deep. And also, you need to be overseeing what it is that they're ingesting.
Bree says, I am so mad listening to this. Sorry, but your kid's allergy is your responsibility, not mine. I'll hand out what I want, and you can decide what your kid eats. Let's go over to Amanda on hold. Hi, good morning, Amanda.
Hi, guys. So is her name Karen or Judy? Because I'm sorry, she's giving Karen vibes. She legit said it's her job as a parent to protect her kid. Exactly. Keyword, your job. Not everybody else's. Like, I understand peanut allergies are very severe. I work at a daycare. I have many kids in my center who have nut allergies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But to literally expect the whole entire street, like Marissa, for example, who already bought her candy, what do you expect her to return it? Or you expect her to just buy Skittles for your one child on the street that might have a peanut allergy? I mean, it's just insane. And like you said, she should be going through all the candy. I mean, you want to make your life simpler, so let's make everyone else buy extra candy for your son. I mean, it's just not making sense.
No, math isn't mathing. It's really not.
No.
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 So I just feel like
let you guys know.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
rude.
That.
And she didn't, she probably wouldn't have listened to your show anyway, so who is she kidding? And she's missing out, like you guys said.
Oh, thank you so much.
Aren't you guessing?
You really know how to make a girl feel special this morning.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, no problem, guys. I just wanted to give my opinion because it's just ridiculous.
Have a great weekend, Queen.
Lyle says, you know, listening, it just makes me wonder if this could have been handled differently. Yes, it could have. Maybe set up separate treat bag exchange for a safe candy event at your house. That's responsible parenting. But knocking on doors and accusing neighbors of trying to kill your child, that makes people defensive.
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck.
Send it.
You know, at this rate, you guys, we're all going to be handing out bottled water. Thank you guys for tuning in. We're going to take a break and we'll circle back. It's PXY Mornings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.